Sunlight flares over the blue haze of the Earth's atmosphere, and light bounces off the planet's surface as it rotates. Words wrap around it as fiery dots spread across the continents. Universal 100th Anniversary. Light slides along the letters as more words appear. A Comcast company. Sunlight crests the Earth's surface. As rays of light shoot up from the continents, a planet spins into view, with a word across it, Universal. A web address appears below, www.universalstudios.com. A crib mobile spins in a nursery. Titles appear, Universal Pictures presents. The image freezes on a baby in the crib, who looks at us.
I was born a baby, a blank slate, thinking I was in control of my own destiny. And then I met my father.
A soccer ball is placed in the crib.
You better be good at this stuff.
In college, I wasn't the most gifted athlete. But in order to please my dad, I strive to be the very best.
A little help, already out of control. I'm losing vision. Blackness. You guys, you might want to move out of there. I gotta let go of these things.
At track and field tryouts, a young man throws a hammer. It smashes through a sign-up table. In slow motion, the young man runs at a long jump pit. He lands face first.
How far was that?
An official measures.
1 3 inches.
Hope you boys are ready. See you at the finish line. There's a rabid cheetah in lane two here.
Runners, take your mark.
In the hurdle dash, the young man runs into the first hurdle, falls, and gets up, clutching his knee.
I got it! I blew my knee even now! Oh, that hurts!
He chucks a hurdle out of his way and runs around two others. Two coaches look at each other. The coach grabs his javelin.
No. Your day's over, Phil.
He grabs it back.
Yes, I was quite the athlete.
The javelin almost hits a woman.
So much so that I caught the eye of the prettiest girl in school.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no prob.
It was a horrible wind.
No, there isn't.
There is over there.
The woman smiles. The young man stares at her. Later, they run into a house holding hands.
Dad! Hey, Dad! Barbara said yes!
Hey, son. This is Janice. I met her at the A&P.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get married.
Janice flashes a ring.
Can I talk to you? Alone?
Yeah.
The dad gets up.
Be right back.
Nice to meet you, Barbara. Heard a lot about you.
It's nice to meet you.
She's great looking. What are you talking about?
No,
she's terrific.
You're getting married?
Look, Phil, I'm lonely. I'm a man. It hasn't been easy for me since your mom died.
She didn't die. She divorced you.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, you know.
He blows Janice a kiss.
Baby.
Janice blows one back and waves.
1 year later, on the proudest day of my life, he was right there by my side.
There he is, your grandson. Sam, 7 pounds, 6 ounces.
Oh, by the way, he had a son on the same day.
Take a gander at your brother, Bucky. 7 pounds, 7. Just a little bit bigger.
Bucky and Phil's dad raise their fist.
Welcome to my life.
A title appears, Kicking and Screaming. Phil comes out of a store named Phil's Pills, locks up and heads off. Phil is in a golf shirt and khakis, a camcorder case slung over his shoulder. He gets in a blue hybrid sedan. As he turns toward two open parking spaces by a field, a black luxury SUV cuts in and straddles both. A dark-haired woman steps down from the SUV.
Excuse me. Hey, you didn't need to take up two spots.
Actually, I do. Look at the size of this bad boy, huh? This is cute, though, huh? You're saving the environment for all of us. Go hemp.
She goes.
Unbelievable.
Phil reverses. Boys play soccer in the field. Phil meets Barbara.
Okay, keep it down. Keep it simple.
He kisses her cheek.
you been? It's a tie game. It's almost over.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I got caught at work, and then I had to park in the far parking lot.
He gets the camera.
Let's go, Gladiators!
Wait, where's Sam?
He's on the bench.
You're kidding me.
Go, Bucky! Go, Bucky! Finish it off! Finish it off!
Bucky shoots and scores.
Yay! Bucky! Bucky!
Okay, Bucky!
Yes! Yes!
Bucky and the Gladiators swarm around their coach, Phil's dad.
Hey, big guy, how'd it go?
It went great. The bench is nice and warm.
I'm gonna see what I can do about that, okay?
Bucky and Phil's dad go.
We'll see you back at the house, Dad.
Play great, Sean. You played great. I'm proud of you.
Come on, buddy.
Later at his dad's house.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, look who's here. Two of my favorite people and Phil.
Very funny, Dad. Haven't heard that one before.
Hey, Buck.
See, you got a new case for the Pele ball.
That's my ball. Get away from that. Don't get any ideas. Don't even touch it.
And now,
watch
an
this.
Important message from the King.
Hi, I'm Buck Weston, King of Sporting Goods. You can save big on all kinds of ball. Basketball, football, hockey, pucks, baseball.
Those acting lessons really paid off.
Yeah, I got four stores now. I'm opening a fifth next month in your neck of the woods. You sure you don't want a job?
I got a job, Dad.
Oh, yeah, what, selling vitamins?
In fact, you need to take more vitamins.
I take a vitamin every day. Called a steak. Now look, I came up with this myself. Look at this.
I'm Buck Weston.
And he's got balls!
Pretty good, eh? What do you think?
I think this is your best commercial yet.
It was pretty good.
Gripping. Gripping.
Stay away from that, okay?
Here we go again.
Phil and Buck run out.
Hey, Ditka, will you knock it off? Hey, knock it off, would ya? Hey! You that lady, what'd you eat? I got company!
Doing my lawn.
Look, we're trying to have a nice family gathering, all right?
I'm trying to get my yard clean, that's all.
You're messing up my yard.
Let me ask you. The whole world's going to stop because you got a family gathering?
I got it.
I'm trying to do my lawn over
you put
here.
All your, guys, hey, stay out of this. It's between us, okay?
Here, take some of this back because I don't want it.
Hey, knock it off!
No, for you.
You're nuts!
Buck hurls handfuls of dry, blown leaves in neighbor Mike Ditka's face.
We'll settle this later, okay?
Yeah, you know where to find me.
Yeah, exactly.
I got this for you, too.
A ball flies at Phil.
Phil, come on.
What are you looking at?
Daddy hit me. He hit me with the ball.
Later, Phil stands at a large fish tank.
What happened to all your fish?
That one ate the others.
I call him Killer.
He throws a dart.
Killer?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
You might want to clean the water every now and then.
Let's see what you can do.
Hey, Dad, I didn't know if I wanted to talk to you about Sam.
Sammy's a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't been playing much lately, and I didn't know if
Stop right there. I agree with you. I got some great news. He's going to get a lot more playing time now.
Dad, thanks. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Trade him to the Tigers.
Phil's dart hits the neon sign above the board. Sparks flicker.
You traded your own grandson?
Well, I didn't actually get anything for him. You know that cost $400?
I can't believe it.
What, you calling me a liar? I'll show you the receipt.
No, I'm talking about Sam. Why didn't you just play him more?
He is going to play more, Philly.
Yeah, for another team. You care about winning that much?
Look, Phil, I'm not just coaching soccer. I'm building men.
A bullseye.
Yeah, it's an impressive shot. Sure. But, you know, I want Sam to have fun. This isn't the big leagues.
For those who live between Broadway and Granville, between the ages of 10 and 12, who are free on Sundays and Tuesdays, this is the big leagues.
But what about Sam?
Sam, you saw him out there today. It breaks my heart. At best, he's a bench runner.
Another of Phil's darts shatters the fish tank.
Oh, Killer! Killer!
How did that happen?
Phil pulls into the Weston's driveway, Barbara in the passenger seat, Sam in the back. He stops. Barbara sighs and purses her lips. Phil stares off. They slowly undo their seatbelts.
Hey, Sam, you want to give us a minute? Need a little adult time.
Uh-huh.
Sam gets out of the car and goes.
Of all the asinine things my dad has done, this is by far the most asinine. I mean, I know he's the most competitive man in the world, but this beats them all. I am angry. I'm spitting angry. I'm like a tornado of anger, swirling about. My heart rate is dangerously high right now.
I'm glad it happened.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where did my wife go? Are you a robot? Are you a robot woman?
I am not a robot.
Phil, honey, I know this is upsetting, okay? But you have to try to find the positive in this. It was unhealthy for Sam to play on your dad's team. Now he'll play for the Tigers and have some fun. Okay, look, you're too upset about this, so I'll tell him, okay?
No. I need to tell him.
Phil strikes the steering wheel.
Bench warmer?
The airbag deploys.
Boy, did that hurt my face. Sammy?
Yeah?
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Internet dating?
No.
Mail order bride?
No.
Just kidding. Look, got some good news. I got you put on a new team.
I'm not on the Gladiators anymore?
No. You're on the Tigers.
The Tigers?
Yeah.
They're in last place.
Yeah, but you're gonna get more playing time.
Did Grandpa trade me?
No.
Sam looks at Phil.
Yes, wait. Gosh, I'm happy this has happened. This is a good thing. You know, it doesn't seem like a good thing, but it's a good thing. Because trust me, you do not want to be the kid that's on the other end of the bench. You do not want to be that kid. Because I know that kid. You don't want to be him.
Okay.
You don't want to be the kid who has such suppressed rage that his heart's about to burst through his chest. You don't want to be that kid that when he thinks about what his dad did to him, I know that kid. I know that kid lives right here in this house.
Mom!
Is he? Oh! Mom! He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't actually.
Barbara slaps Phil.
Okay.
Yes. Good. Coach Benson will be good for you. He knows his stuff. You know, I bet you this whole thing is going to turn out to be a blessing in disguise. Hey, the Tigers may be in last place, but those guys look pretty good.
Dad, those aren't the Tigers. They're not even one blue. The Tigers are over there.
I'm having a baby.
A blue-jerseyed Tiger pretends he's pregnant with a soccer ball. Another urinates, one digs a hole. A boy sticks his finger in another boy's ear, who pushes him.
Oh.
Phil and Sam approach parents.
Hi. Excuse me, Coach Benson around?
Yeah, you all know Phil Weston.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome to the team, little fella. Why don't you go join those other kids over there?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a moving truck in front of Benson's house.
Did you hear? The pressure of coaching got to him. He cracked.
How could he crack? We're only one game into the season.
All right, Tigers, it's game time.
Oh, but we're waiting for a coach.
Well, then one of you will have to coach.
Yeah, but I had talked to Coach Benson.
Hey,
we're
hey,
brand
hey,
new.
Hey,
and...
hey, right? Find yourself a coach with the Tigers forfeit.
Yes.
Where do I know you from?
I've been your neighbor for 7 years.
Now, that ain't it.
No, that's definitely it.
I'll figure it out.
Phil's brow is furrowed.
So who's going to coach?
We got Mark into soccer because, you know, we wanted to take a break. I didn't think I'd be coaching the little bugger.
I just got laid off. You know, I'm looking for a job. It's hard enough to drag myself out of bed.
A blonde lady scoffs.
So, we forfeit.
So, we're forfeiting?
No. You know what? I can coach.
Great.
Just for one game.
Great.
All right, it's game time. Get your team on the field.
Who are we playing?
How about use your eyes?
Oh, great.
All right, guys, everybody up. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
He sees Buck and the Gladiators warming up. He and Buck meet center field.
What are you doing here? Where's Benson?
Oh, Benson's a no-show. I'm going to coach the Tigers today.
Ooh, you sure you want to do that?
Hey, new Buck. Players take the field. Good luck, Buck.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, you too.
May the best man win.
Oh, he will.
Yeah. JT, let's go. Hey, let's go, everybody. Hey,
Phil
hey.
And Buck head back toward their respective teams.
Let's go, guys.
Okay, Tigers, why don't we have starters take the field?
The Tigers all remain sitting.
You don't have starters. You never get that far.
All right. Well, then how about you. You.
Me?
No, not you. You, Sam. You, and you. You guys, hit the field.
Several boys get up and go. A boy, jersey marked Avery, stays.
Go get them.
They're gonna kill us, you know.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
We're gonna get killed.
Oh, you don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I do. And it's gonna be awful.
Phil frowns. Go! Bucky and the Gladiators charge at the Tigers. Sam runs away from the ball. Bucky shoots.
That was fast.
Sam runs with the ball. Bucky stops the ball, tripping him.
Play by the ball, Sam.
Did fuck you!
Come
on! Bucky shoots and scores again. Phil mouths, wow. Another Gladiator dribbles, then shoots and scores.
Hey! 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 You wanna go in?
No, I'm fine.
You guys?
No, I'm cool. I'm staying.
Phil turns away. The Gladiators run in an arrowhead formation. One shoots. The Tigers run. More shots on their goal. The goalie flies through the air. A Tiger runs off the field and away. Phil watches, face scrunched.
That's a game! Hard tree in motion, Philly!
Phil stares and sighs.
Bring it on in. Gather around. Come on in. Good job.
Phil looks across the faces of the sitting Tigers.
Powerful kicking. Powerful kicking.
A boy pounds his knee with a cup.
Excuse me. Just don't do that with the cup. All in all, just, yeah, good. Good group effort.
Were you watching the same game?
Yeah. Really give yourselves a pat on the back. Inspiring speech, Phil.
The boy resumes pounding. Buck approaches Phil and a woman.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, darling. How you doing? Looking great out there.
You said it. Tough game today, eh?
We did okay.
Yeah. All right, look. Now, what do you say? I take Sam back. He'll be on a winning team. He'll get a trophy. And who cares if he's a bench warmer?
No.
No?
No, no. He's not going to be a bench warmer. Not my son. Not on your team. Because I'm going to coach the Tigers.
Mm. Ouch.
Ouch. Why ouch?
Nothing.
Phil looks at chuckling Patty.
Do you really think you can coach in my league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phil smiles and points.
I'll see you on the field.
Be forewarned, muchacho. You're in the show now.
What's that all about?
I'm going to be the new permanent coach of the Tigers.
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Angry.
No, this isn't angry. This is happy. Yay. This is going to be fun. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I got a lot of work to do.
A standings table shows the Gladiators in first, the Tigers in last, in the parking lot.
Take that for me, buddy.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
We didn't get to introduce ourselves last time. I'm Ann Hogan.
Hi.
Donna Jones.
Hi.
You can call me Chief.
Okay. This is my son, Sam.
Hi.
Hey,
Sam. Hi. This is Byung-sun.
Hi, Byung-sun.
Hi, Byung-sun.
Byung-sun and Sam, why don't you guys go on ahead?
Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, Byung-sun's real shy. This book really helped us deal with it.
Okay.
So you're probably going to want to give it a glance.
My child is shy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Who's your son?
Byung-sun.
Oh, I see. Actually, you know what? I don't see. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Now I see. Wow. Okay.
We're at every game.
Uh-huh.
Not like a lot of the other parents.
No. Not like the other parents at all. Better. You're better than the other parents.
Oh, so they're better?
No, I mean they're different.
What do you mean different?
You're different because you're better. How are they better? No, look, you're both better different. In a different but better way.
Okay, you know what, let's get to it.
A little early to start playing favorites, Phil.
The Tigers run.
Okay, guys, let's take the field.
At practice, Phil, jogging backwards, trips and falls over. Kids jump over him.
Hold up. Grab a ball. Here we go. Fan out. Form a circle here. Great. Okay, now, I don't know, it may just be me, but I really got a feeling like we could catch fire and have a great season, huh? Now, who's with me?
Woo! It's electric in the air.
Yeah.
The other boys stare at Byung's son.
Thank you for that show of enthusiasm. I thought we would just start today by going around, introducing yourselves, telling me your strengths on the soccer field. All right. Start with you.
Hey, I'm Hunter.
Hey, Hunter. I'm Phil.
Hi, Phil. I'll eat this worm for $5.
A live worm.
How would that help us?
I'd have an extra $5.
Curly-haired Hunter lowers the worm toward his mouth.
No, you're not going to eat that, are you?
He wolfs the worm down. Phil winces.
Did you just eat that?
Yeah, I ate. Now, you owe me $5.
I didn't agree to pay you $5. Forget it. Pass it to someone else.
Hunter kicks the ball to pint-sized, bespectacled Byung's son.
I'm Byung's son.
Hi, Byung's son.
I am a very kind person.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet. Anything that relates to soccer?
No, sir.
You know, maybe you and Ambrose could team up. He's big. You might form one mega person.
Imposing larger boy Ambrose glares at Phil, who laughs faintly.
Okay, forget that I just said that. Pass it to someone else.
Byung's son passes.
I'm Mark Avery. You know, I like to keep my pimp hands strong. You dick cracker? You feel me?
What does that mean?
I really don't know. I heard it on a rap video once.
Oh.
But I'm, like, really funny. I got, like, a million jokes.
Great. Okay, yeah, I'd love to hear one. Shoot.
Remember when you called us out onto the field and you fell over?
Right, yeah.
Oh, man! I got you good!
Phil looks around the circle at the kids.
Somebody come a burning it! I got you bad!
How did I get burned? Apparently I don't get it. Okay, it doesn't matter. You know what? Let's just do some drills. Now, this one all the great players have done at one time or another. It's called Snake. The player in the back dribbles the ball in a weaving fashion around the players and stops 3 feet from the first player.
Looking up from his book.
Hey!
He sees the kids running wild.
Okay, that's not the snake!
Byung's son's entangled in the mesh bag of soccer balls at home.
Honey, it was your first practice. It'll get better.
No, it's gonna get worse.
You need to give it some time, Phil.
No, I already know. It was awful. The kids were just running around. They weren't listening to me. They were like 4-foot whirling dervishes. I mean, I don't even know what a whirling dervish is, but that's what they were like. You know why? Because I'm not a coach, okay? I don't know what I'm doing. My dad, he's a coach. He knows the game. He's confident. He's smart, witty, dynamic, vicious, brutal, vindictive, a monster. And he will win through intimidation and forceful tactics if need be. I'm not like that. In fact, I don't know anyone like that. Do you?
Ditka gets a cigar from a stash and a sports trophy.
So, Paul, what's on your mind?
Actually, it's Phil.
You mean it's not Paul?
No, it's Phil.
What's the difference? Come on, spit it out.
Here it is.
Mike!
Hold this.
Ditka hands Phil the cigar.
Oh, no. No, no. We do not allow smoking in the house.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Ditka.
Here, I'll get rid of it, honey.
Ditka resumes smoking.
Anyway, I'm coaching my son's soccer team, and I didn't know if you might be willing to help.
Soccer?
Actually, I want you to assistant coach.
Your assistant coach? You really don't know who I am, do you?
You're right. Silly idea. I just need some help, and you're such a great coach, and my dad's going to be riding me all season, so I just...
Your dad? You mean I get to coach against your dad?
Well, yeah.
Mike, I smell smoke.
Nobody's smoking.
Mike.
For Pete's sake. So, like, it's me and you against the old man?
I mean, there are other teams.
Gotcha.
No smoking means no smoking.
Okay, come on, Phil.
I'll throw this out the window, honey.
I'm sorry, Mrs. I'm sorry.
You should be.
Mrs. Ditka goes.
It's a nasty, filthy habit.
Hey, you can count me in.
Really?
Let's bring the old man down.
Oh, great.
At the field, Phil and Ditka approach the Tigers.
Okay, Tigers. Look who's here. I'll give you a hint. Hall of Fame? Chicago Bears?
Sammy Sosa?
No.
Come on.
No, football. Coached the 1986.
85.
85.
Bears to a Super Bowl victory? It's Mike Ditka. Yeah.
Do you know Sammy Sosa?
Hey, zip it, kid. I'm a coach that knows about winning. I'm gonna push you guys like you've never been pushed before. Some of you are gonna wish I was dead.
It's true. I know it's a weird thought, but it's true.
I eat quitters for breakfast and I spit out their bones.
Delicious.
Now this is gonna be the hardest, most difficult thing you ever attempted in your entire life. But you know what? When it's over.
Gonna get emotional.
When it's over.
When it's over.
You guys are gonna be champions.
Champions!
By God, you're gonna be champions. All right, everybody up.
Come on.
Hands in.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Let's go out and kick some butt.
Here we go. On three. Let's have fun. One, two, three.
Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. What's that?
I just made it up.
On the ground. Give me the push-ups. Come on. You guys with the Bears. I find you each 10 grand apiece. This calls for some drastic measures. We're going to make some changes around here. Come on. Move it. Move it. Faster. Faster.
The team sprints. Byung Sun lags behind.
Put the pressure on those legs!
Faster!
No candy! Your mother said you can't have any candy!
Please give me back.
No candy!
Please, no! Please!
Hunter pleads on one knee, then reaches for chocolate in his sock.
Hey! I got eyes in the back of my head! Come on, girl!
Dick and Phil stand on a sled the Tigers push.
Come on, move it! Move it!
But coach, how is this gonna help me with soccer?
It's not gonna help you with soccer, but I'm gonna get my trash taken out, okay? Come on, Beyonce, let's get that back end done.
The team washes a car.
Coach, shouldn't we be going to soccer practice?
I'm not going to soccer practice with a dirty car.
Here we go, gang.
Hey, let's go, Tigers. Come on.
Go get them.
Phil sees a dad on the other team share foot taps with his son.
You're great.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
Phil waves Sam over.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Phil tries the foot tap.
What was that for? Jeez!
Did you just kick your son?
Yeah.
Phil follows Ditka.
Stop him! Come on! Stop him! Stop him! Stop him! Are you following me?
No.
A Tiger takes a tumble. Another's hit in the groin. Phil and Ditka groan. The ball strikes Sam in the back of the head. Tiger Jack shoots on goal and scores.
Yes! Jack! Good job, Jack!
That's a legitimate goal, right?
Well, that's a okay, real goal.
That's a real goal. 10 more of those and we're in business.
The ref's hairpiece flies off as he follows the boy dribbling. Byung Sun snatches it.
About that.
Hey, how much do you think those things are?
I have no idea.
The ref retrieves his hairpiece. The yellow team score 3 goals. Phil exhales. Ditka throws his hands up. The ball rolls in past the prone Tiger goalie.
Man.
Hey, shut up, you little rat!
They're just showing their appreciation.
Hey, forget the appreciation. I want to win a soccer game.
He throws down his clipboard.
Okay.
Hey, can I have this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Good game, everyone. Great effort. We'll just reconvene at a later time.
Later, Phil approaches the team and parents with a cardboard box full of little gold bird cages.
All right, everyone. If I could have your attention. I got a little something for the Tigers here to express my gratitude and, well, just a big thank you for all the hard work. So
what'd you bring, Phil?
Finches.
Fishes?
No. No, finches. Birds. I'm holding them. They're tiny birds. Yeah, so everyone, come up here and grab a finch. Come on. Come on, guys. You can watch them grow right in front of your very own eyes.
We have to keep them?
You get to keep them.
Why is this fun?
Later, at night.
I want to welcome you all to tonight's Highland Heights Soccer Organization Parents Dinner.
A sign in a bar reads, have a ball at Buck's midseason bash.
Every year we like to take a little time for the coaches to come up here to tell us a little about their team. How about I bring up someone who's new to coaching in this league but is close to me. I love him like a son. Come on up, Phil. Come on, Philly. Come on.
Barbara urges Phil up.
Good guy.
He gets up and joins Buck.
Good to see you.
Buck hands Phil the microphone.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Janice. Hello, I'm Phil Weston.
And you got balls.
Buck stands.
He's got vitamins.
Phil shakes his head.
It's very funny, Dad. It's hilarious. So when I took over for Coach Benson...
I hear he's a woman now.
Actually, truth be told, no one knows where he is right now. A lot of people are concerned. I don't know why that's funny.
Phil looks around at the people clapping. Buck chuckles.
God, I'm going to be honest. I didn't plan on speaking tonight. I was actually hoping that my assistant coach would be here to kind of...
Phil turns. Ditka's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Mike Ditka.
Ditka waves.
It's Mike Ditka, everyone. Say a few words.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everybody. It's great to be here and have a lot of fun tonight. Paul's got the Tigers on the move.
Right.
You live long enough, you see everything. Iron Mike and Aluminum Phil coaching the Tigers.
I couldn't really hear you. My Super Bowl ring was making too much noise.
Phil points at Ditka's ring.
You see it, Dad? Right there, Dad.
Read it and wait.
Later, Phil's with the parents.
Ditka is a great coach. We understand that. But he's a football coach.
Right. And we are still losing, Phil. Okay, I understand your concern about our record, but with me, it's not about win-lose.
We are going to win one game eventually, right?
We've had a rocky start, but with a strong team effort, we will win some. I think. Remember, there's no I in team.
But there is an I in win.
There is an I
winning. Parents.
Honey.
I didn't see you step up when the team was in need. Okay? Now, Phil is not the greatest coach in the world. I'll give you that. But at least he's trying.
I can defend myself.
You think he enjoys losing week after week in front of his own son?
You're making it worse. You're making it worse.
And what's the deal with the birds?
That was so weird.
I've got my hands full with Hunter. I don't need a bird.
Okay, you know what? You got me. All right? The finches were a bad idea. And I wasn't going to say anything, but I think some of them have salmonella. A fair amount, in fact. I may have inadvertently poisoned your children.
Phil and Ditka.
You and I, we got something going. You know, maybe we should think about coaching Little League together.
You really think that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Coach Ditka?
Yes.
Hi. Our son, Byung-san, he's very shy, and I was just wondering...
Sure. Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Thank you so much.
How do you spell that?
It's Byung-san. B-Y.
Think I got it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah. They're great. Just
wonderful couple.
Yeah.
Ann and Donna frown.
Bing bong?
Hey, Philly.
Yeah, Dad.
Hey, I've been meaning to talk to you about this Ditka thing. I don't like it one bit.
Yeah, well, he's right here.
I'm not blind. What, are you trying to stick it to the old man? You go to my mortal enemy for help?
That's no way to talk about your neighbor, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
He's right. I hated him from the first time I laid eyes on him. Maybe even before that, because I know you're the guy that wrote Ditka sucks on my driveway.
What are you even doing here? You're just doing this to get under my skin.
I'm glad you figured it out, and I'm getting under your skin. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse before it gets better.
In your dreams. Ooh.
Hey, why don't you take that pretty young wife of yours and go home?
What did you call her?
Hey, guys.
It's a compliment. I said she's lovely and she's young.
Please. She's the light of my life. You don't talk about her like that. And I go home when I want,
Dad,
all right?
It's Mike Ditka. He's big.
Stay out of this.
I'll tell you, for the last time, Weston, hit the road.
Hey, yeah, who's going to make
it? I'm going to make it.
Ditka swings.
I took a punch from Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, and I did not go down. Sure, I wobbled a bit, but I did not go down. That Ditka has fists like a small truck.
Come here.
Barbara invites Phil to sit down on the bed, then massages his shoulders.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to relax.
Yeah. You should have seen the look on my dad's face. Priceless. Because that punch was meant for him. That's what makes me feel so good.
Okay, Phil, can we please not talk about your dad or Ditka tonight, please? You just need to relax.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No.
I hit way over my head. And I got punched in the face and it hurt. I mean, come on,
on. The kids need a real coach.
Phil, I love you.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, I quit. I give up. You go talk to Ditko.
What part? He scares me. Have you ever looked into his eyes? Or at his hair?
Well, he's been coaching for a long time. Share your feelings with him.
You want me to share my feelings of inadequacy with Mike Ditka?
What else can you do?
Okay, you're right. You're right, you're always right. I'm sorry. I'll go talk to him.
Okay.
Okay.
And Phil?
Yeah?
Try not to cry in front of him.
In Phil's Pills.
Hey, get a grip on yourself, okay? Man up.
I can't.
Well, you better, or else I'm getting out of here. Here, drink this coffee.
I don't like coffee. It's a vasal constrictor.
Hey, coffee is the number one drink in the world. Everybody drinks it. Even little kids in Mexico drink coffee.
Well, I'm not a little kid in Mexico, okay? In fact, I don't know who I am. I took a long, hard look at myself in the mirror. You know what I saw?
What?
Nothing! My dad, he's something. I mean, I've never lived up to my dad's expectations. And to top it all off, I'm letting sand down my own side.
Hey!
Ow!
Knock it off. I don't care about that.
Why is everyone slapping me lately?
Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better.
I don't like...
Ditka stares at Phil.
Yeah. Good. Picks you up. It calms you down. It's the lifeblood that drives the dreams of champions. Now, you got to tell me the problem, but if you cry, I'm out of here.
I can't do it. I can't coach. I can't beat my old man.
You can beat your dad. He's just a man. This coaching business, Paul, is tough stuff.
Phil.
Whatever. It's tough stuff. And when you lose, it all comes down on you. But listen, when you put it all together and you win, it's the greatest feeling in the world. It's like winning the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, really. Except you saddle me with a bunch of stiffs. Take me 3 years to get these guys shaped up.
I'm sorry.
But I got a good idea. Maybe we take a shortcut, stick it to your old man real good. But in order to do that, we got to get some fresh meat.
Okay.
Keeping this up, you get nowhere in me.
I'm not your man.
They enter a small Italian butcher's.
Umberto!
Hey, coach, don't you worry. I got your bratwurst all already.
Hello.
Beautiful. Grazie.
Bene, Jason. Baggiamo questo sausage.
Are your nephews working today?
I see in the back.
Go back and take a look at these guys.
Yeah. Maria.
Phil takes a stroll toward the back of the shop. He sees two Italian kids juggling butcher's paper shaped into a soccer ball. His jaw drops.
Oh, they're terrific.
Pretty impressive, huh?
They score in a garbage can.
Yes!
Woo!
These kids are the right age, and they live in the district. Why not?
Excuse me, mister. Your two nephews.
Si?
Would they be interested in playing soccer?
Massimo and Giampiero?
Yeah.
No, they're not play soccer. They come here to apprentice me.
Yeah.
Oh. They have too much to learn. You know, English, me, it's too much.
So they don't play soccer at all?
Zio, ma che vogliono?
E giocare calcio.
Davvero? Ma no, facci giocare.
Don't look like that to me, please.
Zio Umberto.
No, state zitti.
They play with American kids, they pick up English. A lot of famous athletes have learned English through sport. Sammy Sosa, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Leon Spinks, Elvis Costello, Bjorn Borg, Mark Spitz.
Let the kids have some fun.
Maria nods.
Okay.
Great.
But remember, meat first, then soccer.
Yes!
I told you, every great thing in life starts with a brat.
At practice.
Tigers, huddle up.
Get in here, come on.
Get in here, guys.
Come on, everybody up.
I know we're on a five-game losing streak, but I've got good news. Umberto, got two new players joining the team. Guys, Giampiero and Massimo. Now, these boys are from Italy, okay? So they don't speak English that well. We're all gonna help them learn. They're apprentice butchers.
Did the blacksmiths and the candlestick makers not make it?
Shut up. I come back to pick up 5:00.
5, you got it.
Okay.
buon divertimento, eh?
Prima la carne.
Prima la carne.
Prima what?
Meat first. First.
Ah, meat first. Yes, we love meat.
Buona fortuna.
Ciao. Ciao, ciao,
ciao. Ciao.
You fellas, put these on.
Yeah, try them on and take the field. Take the field.
Massimo and Gian Piero are now in Tiger uniforms. They stop center field, Gian Piero's foot on the ball, and exchange glances with the other team. Gian Piero passes the ball to Massimo, who gets it on top of his foot, then lifts his leg. Gian Piero kicks it off. They dribble and pass.
Massimo!
Their fancy footwork splits the opposing team, a couple of boys falling over. Ambrose watches.
Wow, crazy.
Gian Piero passes Massimo, who dribbles and sends a defender the wrong way.
Whoa.
Massimo!
Massimo crosses to his brother, who heads it into the goal.
Yes! Yes! Ooh.
The brothers high five.
New game plan. Get the ball to the Italians.
In slow motion, Massimo does a rainbow kick and brings the ball down with his chest. He shoots, and the ball soars into the goal. Phil Ditka, the Tigers, Barbara, and the parents cheer. Massimo strips the ball from a player with a slide tackle. Gian Piero headers the ball. Another one of Massimo's strikes lands home. Sam, Hunter, and another boy hug. A boy tries to slide tackle Massimo, who evades him, gets the ball up on his foot, juggles it, then kicks it to his brother. Gian Piero does a bicycle kick and strikes the ball squarely. It flies into the goal. The Tigers cheer and celebrate. Phil tries to hug Ditka, who pushes him away by the face.
Broke the Tiger curse!
Yes!
Night. At the Westons, the Tigers hurl food in plastic cups and throw a soccer ball to each other.
Hey guys! Whoa! Settle down! Everyone, get enough pizza? You definitely had enough candy. You can tell that. I just. Ow! That got me right in the nipple. Hey, guys, I just want to say congratulations on the Tigers' first victory! So did Gian Piero Massimo, who couldn't be here because
meat comes first.
Right. Got you a gift. Soccer Dan instructional DVD. We're going to keep learning as we go. This is where we're really going to hone our skills. This will take us to the next level. Study it. Watch it. I only watched it for 5 minutes. I already learned this. We just call it up and over. You can learn things like... And then maybe back over here.
He knocks over the fireplace guard.
What is going on in there?
Guys, I said no playing soccer in the house.
You did. You said it a lot.
Who did that?
He did.
He did!
What? Nuh-uh.
Kill me!
The kids all get up and jump on Phil. Day. On the field, Gian Piero dribbles through orange-jerseyed kids and scores. Massimo scores. Jack's dad cheers. Massimo scores again.
Uncle Manny!
Gian Piero scores. The Tigers huddle around the ball and all fall over backwards together.
Why don't our two new players speak any English?
Because they're Italian. Yeah. Well, you didn't know English that whole first year of your life. You had that made up, like, goo goo gaga baby language. It was really irritating.
Dad.
You learned.
Phil inhales through his nostrils.
What's that haunting aroma?
I don't know.
Oh.
Phil and Sam enter a coffee shop and approach the counter.
Hello. Hi there. Hi. My name is Phil. This is my son, Sam.
And I'm brand new to coffee, so I don't want too much.
Okay.
Can you take half of the regular version of the coffee and mix it with half of the decaffeinated version? Or is that just too weird a thing to ask for?
Half calf?
Right, half calf.
Half calf. We're gonna have a half calf.
We're gonna have a half calf.
Yay.
And a half calf.
That's me. Ah! Mother of pearl! That is hot! Woo! That was hot.
Should have waited for the jacket.
Yeah. I know, I got too eager.
Another half calf.
Another half calf.
Now, Gian Piero catches a ball on the back of his neck. Gian Piero tosses Mark the ball and teaches him how to do it. Mark tosses the ball up. It lands on a boy from the other team who glares at him. Mark points at Gian Piero, who's jogging away. Gian Piero teaches others a dribbling technique. Massimo shows Sam another move. Sam slips on the ball several times, Massimo watching.
Mamma mia! You are real tougher, you know?
At a game, Massimo passes to Gian Piero, who scores. Hunter and Bian Sung celebrate. The Tigers kneel before Gian Piero.
What do you say? Pizza in Italian?
Pizza! Pizza!
Well, how do you say spaghetti?
Spaghetti?
Italian's easy.
At the coffee shop.
Hello.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Australia.
Oh, it's a lovely accent.
Thank you.
You still waiting for your coffee?
Yeah.
Well, make sure you get one of these sleeves. I burned myself last time.
Thanks for the tip.
Something you don't know at first.
He sips.
Oh, no!
Phil burns his lip.
Would you look at those Italians go?
Mark studies Gian Piero dribbling.
Oh, God, I'm in bad shape for 11.
Massimo scores. Tigers perform the worm. They rise to 8th place.
Okay, Bucky, it was like so awesome. You should have saw it. They just score and score and score and score and score and score and score. It was all too much. I had to take like an Advil and like I got like a headache almost. You should get some Italians on your team. It's like ba-boom, ba-boom.
Are you guys getting any playing time? Like...
No.
The Tigers perform the Macarena. Byung Sun at the front. Phil drinks coffee looking upwards.
Roast. Right.
Ditka hands Phil another to-go cup.
Guatemalan with a little Ethiopian.
Absolutely.
Ditka hands him one more. Phil sips.
Oh, that's not coffee.
That's my Russian vodka.
On the field.
Jack, move. UV index is very high today.
I'm gonna fiddle up again.
Jack's mom smears sunscreen on Jack. Massimo kicks the ball and scores. Phil on the sideline chest bumps Anne, knocking her over. He chest bumps Donna and is knocked down. A parent waves a large Italian flag and sings. Massimo scoops the ball up and over a player. Phil and Ditka wearing Chicago Bears sweaters watch. Ditka studies Phil.
Are you serious?
I'll go change in my car.
Hurry up.
Gian Piero executes several perfect headers. The Tigers swarm around him, celebrating. Ambrose raises a fist. The Tigers are in fourth. In his backyard, Buck's manning a loaded grill.
Hey, Philly.
Smells good.
Yeah. Sirloin burgers.
No, I mean the air.
What?
Smells fresh.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. Couldn't ask for a more beautiful day. I'm feeling fully alive.
Buck looks up at Phil briefly.
The Tigers have won 5 in a row.
The Italians and Ditka have won 5 in a row.
We're 500?
Yeah, we're 1,000.
Look, Dad, I got a feeling we're going to make it to the finals.
You what? Going to go where?
Yeah.
You're serious?
Yeah, you bet I'm serious.
It's like somebody needs to be taken down a couple of notches.
What is the law, Phil?
Stop it, Dad.
The law says you shall never beat the old man at anything.
Just serve.
Okay.
Buck and Phil play tetherball. Phil winces.
Ow!
Phil swings and misses. Buck laughs at Phil.
Oh, foul, foul, foul. Come on. You a little clutchy?
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Buck serves the ball into Phil's crotch.
Ooh. Ooh.
Phil screams and squats.
Sorry. Huevos rancheros. You want to quit now?
No.
Buck punches the ball. Phil jumps, swats at it, and misses. He tries again and falls. Buck laughs. Phil returns the ball with his chest. Buck dodges the ball, and it whips Phil in the middle of his back. Phil grimaces.
You okay?
Serve it.
The next rally ends with the ball careening into Phil's face. Phil collapses. Buck smiles.
His father's on time!
Barbara and Sam watch. Buck laughs. Phil runs to an orange cooler with paper cups next to it. He removes the cooler's top and pours a green sports drink all over himself.
Somebody should be videotaping this!
Phil's removed his shirt.
Who's your trainer?
Stop talking and serve.
Maniac!
Phil's got red welts on his body. Buck serves. Mid-rally, an exhausted Phil drops to all fours.
Now I bury you.
Phil struggles on his knees, then gives up. The tether wraps all the way around the pole.
Yeah. I'll see you inside.
Okay.
Buck goes inside. Phil, standing, punches the tether ball. It smacks his head. He falls over. Inside.
You know, it's the best I've ever played against him.
Yeah, it didn't grind the barbecue to a halt at all.
Barbara treats bruised Phil with frozen peas.
You made an excellent impression on your son, by the way.
Buck walks in.
Hey, I almost had you.
Barbara puts the bag of peas away.
What do you call that again when you almost win? Oh, yeah. Losing.
Barbara picks up a glass of juice and walks out of the kitchen. Buck and Phil follow. Buck swigs water, then sits.
I'll tell you, Dad. The Tigers are making it to the finals.
Ain't never gonna happen.
Oh, yeah?
Never.
Phil sits down and faces Buck.
You wanna make a bet?
Yeah. Fine. Okay. We bet. I beat you, and you sell that break-even snake oil stand of yours. And you're gonna come to work for me.
No, I'm not gonna work for you.
Huh? Oh!
Buck imitates a chicken. Janice, Sam, and Bucky laugh.
Okay. Okay, stop. Okay. But if I win?
What?
Phil points.
I get the Pele ball.
Do what?
If I beat you in the finals, Pele ball. It's mine. I get it.
In a flashback, Pele kicks the Pele ball.
Here comes Pele!
Young Phil in the bleachers gets hands to it.
I got it!
Oh, I got it!
Buck snatches it.
Dad!
What?
Can I have the ball?
I caught it. All right. You get the next one.
If I beat you in the finals, I get the Pele ball.
For the day.
Forever.
No way, Jose. No, sir. No way. No.
Phil imitates a chicken. Buck shifts.
All right.
Yeah?
We got ourselves a bet. Okay?
All right.
Good.
Yes.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, good.
They shake on it. A barista with a backwards-facing newsboy cap watches Phil down three espressos.
I think we're gonna have to cut you off, sir.
Phil pats his chest.
Not a chance. Gotta go feed the meter. Line him up.
In the park, Phil drinks from one of several cups marked Phil only. Ditka turns to him.
Wife told me about the bet you made with the old man.
Oh, yeah? What of it?
I think maybe you're getting ahead of yourself. We played the easy part of our schedule. We gotta win 5 games in a row just to make the semifinals. Well, maybe you should...
Maybe you should worry more about the team and less about the schedule.
What?
Well, there's a lot of slothfulness going on out there.
Slothfulness?
Yeah. Let's go, Tigers, bring it in.
Bring it in, guys. Let's go. Grab some bench.
Look how much time it takes for them to come in.
Take a seat. Let's go. Okay, guys. Had you come here early today so we can talk about some sloppy play. It's come to my attention that lately I've noticed a general blatant disregard for our game plan.
On a whiteboard, arrows point at a red dot marked Massimo.
Yeah.
Saw a bunch of nonsense out there. What was going through your head out there last week?
I was breaking my back for you, Coach, because of my love for the game.
Liar! Jack.
What?
Who are you supposed to pass the ball to?
The Italians.
Right. Alex, when?
When I come in contact with the ball.
The instant you come in contact with the ball. That's our strategy. It's one of the many plays we've worked out.
It's the only play we've worked out.
How many sarcastic pills did you take this morning?
Coach, I'm just...
Well, Coach, you're just trying to...
Mark shakes his head. Sam steers Phil aside.
You gotta lighten up.
He started it.
Ditka shakes his head.
You seem to remember a certain little boy who was very sad when he lost. And that same little boy was very happy when he won. I'm doing this for you, okay? So we can have fun. Right? Fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you're late. Wait, where have you been?
There's a problem.
Wait, where's Giampiero and Massimo? We're supposed to pick them up. Wait, what's going on? Dove sono mi italiani? Where are my Italians?
I can't afford to lose this one, Umberto.
Meet is now. Me and the boy will work all day to get this order done. It's a big, big order.
No. I know. Meet comes first. Sure. I've only heard it about 1,000 times from you.
I can't talk to you. Here, you take this.
Really get sick and tired of the meat comes first. I'm sorry.
Quiet, please! Shut up!
I'm on the phone. You're not the only one in the park. You know, at a certain point, these kids, they just want to play soccer. They don't care about the meat.
Do I have to say that? Because that's going to cause some kind of a dramatic situation here.
What are you saying, Hat?
What? Hello? Umberto!
Phil stomps away at Umberto's.
All right, guys! We got 25 minutes and a lot of beef to cut! Let's get to it!
Phil holds a chainsaw.
Watch me, boys! I'm going in!
The Tigers recoil as Phil slices through an animal carcass with a chainsaw. A Pirandello's delivery truck races onto the park grass and swerves to a stop near Ditka. The back door slides open, releasing a haze of frosty white vapor. The Tigers in bloodied white aprons and soccer jerseys emerge from the truck, followed by Phil. They march in slow motion up to the horrified crowd, which includes the opposing team and coach.
We made it. Sorry we're late. Hey, Stu.
Hey. Hey, listen, one of my guys didn't bring his socks, so we forfeit.
You hear that, Vultures? We forfeit! Let's go! Come on, run! Hurry, run, quickly! Run to the car!
The Vultures flee. Phil puts a fist up.
We won!
We won.
Yeah. The Tigers huddle and chant.
We appreciate Vultures! Vultures! Yeah!
Night. The Weston's yard. The Tigers and Phil sit around a fire. Tents are dotted about.
Phil, it's freezing out here.
It's not Phil, it's Coach Weston. And it's not freezing out here.
Then why'd you build a fire?
Because fire is the stuff of warriors. And that's what we are, right? Warriors? The Hopi Indians called fire Ulekla Kala Hornetita.
Coach, what are we doing out here anyway?
We're bonding. We're becoming a team. Surviving the elements here in the backyard.
Coach, did you order the pizzas yet?
In due time, Connor. In due time. However, I want all of you to know, if the pizzas don't arrive, I've already made the decision that we will eat Byung Sun.
Byung Sun stands up and backs away.
All right, we're not going to eat him. But he does look delicious, you have to admit, right? If we had to eat someone...
Dad, you're getting a little creepy.
I know. Let's all bay at the moon.
What?
You know, howl like a wolf.
a light in a neighbor's second-story window illuminates.
Shut up out there!
You shut up in there! Come on, everyone. Bay at the moon.
The tigers and Phil howl. Suddenly, dogs burst into the yard through the bushes. Phil and the boys scatter. Day. Phil's at the back of a line in the coffee shop.
Oh, the Irish cream sounds good, huh? What's that?
It's cream and it's Irish.
Hurry up and order!
It's the SUV driver.
Excuse me. Thank you.
How about a smoothie? What's in that?
Smoothie's a juice drink. We want coffee.
Buddy, relax.
No, you relax. I'm a regular here. This line needs to move.
I beg your pardon. Do you have scones?
Tall, non-fat, double latte.
Sir, you're at the back of the line.
I recognize that.
Cut it out or you're out of here.
You can't kick me out.
You know what? You're really invading my ear space.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card. Do you have a card? Do you have a card?
No, I don't have
Does anyone here have a card?
We don't have frequent drinker cards.
That's a video club card.
Ah!
Zip it there, Sporty Spice.
Are we doing this?
Oh.
Is this happening now?
Yeah. Come on,
sir.
Great. I'd love to.
Let's do it.
Phil's ejected.
You're hurting me! You're hurting me! You, Derek, I thought we were friends.
My name is Andy.
Your name is Liar because you're telling lies. You know what the odds are? I will never come back here again. There's a good chance of that.
That's a chance we'll have to take.
Okay, that's how you want to play it.
Okay.
I am disappointed.
God.
Phil steps away, but then rushes back. He tries to force his way in.
Fine. Tigers, bring it in. Let's go. Let's go, guys.
The tigers are inches from Phil and blocking their ears. Phil keeps whistling and gesturing. Ditka chews gum and regards Phil.
All right, tigers. Let's get ready to play, huh? I don't want to see any laziness there, okay? If we win this, we're in the finals. If we get a big lead, we got to pummel these guys. We got to pummel them at all costs. Dominate and hammer them. I want you to play dirty if you have to, but don't get caught. Byung-sun, stay low, okay? That's easy for you. Just chop block him in the back of the knee. That'll work well. Ambrose, you're big. Don't be afraid to throw the elbow. If you break someone's collarbone, that's a good thing. That's what the medic's for. Otherwise, he's just sitting around, all right? You hear me?
Hey, Phil, I don't think that's a very good attitude. You can't talk about hurting other players.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're like your old man.
I'm not like my old man.
If it weren't for these kids, I would whip your butt.
I can take a punch.
I'm out of here. Bye-bye. I'll see you, Mr. Big Time Coach. Bye-bye.
I'm not like my old man. I'm a kind and gentle, compassionate human being with a heart as big as a lion. We'll see you later, juice box. Everyone wave goodbye to juice box. Literally wave. Do it. Here's two. Everyone wave. Okay. Guys, I only want winners out on the field. Who's a winner? I said, who's a winner? Everyone's hand should be up.
I am.
Okay, everyone bring it in. Who are we?
Tigers.
What?
Tigers.
All right, let's break someone's clavicle on three. One, two, three. Break someone's clavicle. Hit the field. Let's go.
Your dad's a trip, you know that?
Move it, move it. Huh? Pick up that piece of trash, Tom. Tuck in your shirt. What are you doing? Have a sense of pride, huh? In fact, why don't you take a lap? Go run a lap. I'm timing you. Pick it up.
Phil checks a stopwatch. Tom runs faster.
Here we go!
Massimo scores.
Bellissimo! Woo!
Go! Phil points.
Right there. Good, good.
Massimo is tripped and hits the ground hard. Massimo wags his finger at the player who tripped him. He takes a free kick. The ball hits a player in the crotch who crumples. Gian Piero scores. Phil cheers.
Hey, you just received a plate of humiliation. How does that feel?
Hey, off the field. Off the field, Tarzan.
Phil jogs back to the sideline.
I'm off.
Phil sucks on a nozzle in an antique cappuccino machine. He looks up and sees the opposing team, the Scorpion, score, making it 2-2.
Defense! Come on! You guys know anything about defense?
Phil hurls a chair.
Dad.
Yeah.
Dad. Dad.
Not now, Sam.
Can you put me in?
Later. Later. Go grab some bitch. Go, come on, go. Come on! There we go, Gian Piero. Look good.
Sam sits down. Nearby, Buck, Bucky, and the Gladiators observe.
Think you can mark him?
Yeah, I can take him.
JJ, Zach, everybody see what we got to do with these guys? Four on one, three on another, right? We really have to smother.
Gian Piero charges at the Scorpion's net, shoots and scores. Phil jumps.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Still cheering, Phil pushes a Scorpion over.
Play it up, play it up.
Massimo lobs the ball to Gian Piero, who catches it on the back of his neck. Gian Piero flips the ball back, and Massimo kicks it, scoring.
Victory! We're in the finals! We're in the finals! All right!
Phil shouts through a safety cone at a Scorpion.
Loser! Loser! Yeah, loser! Loser!
Phil lifts Byung's son up above his head. Phil chases the boys with a giant outdoor umbrella. He jumps at the parents, who try to restrain him. A guy pulls him to the ground. Parents hold Phil down. A father in a nautical hat pins his shoulders.
What in the world happened to your dad?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm never drinking coffee as long as I live.
The cappuccino machine belches steam.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. What a day.
What is with the coffee?
Every home in Europe has its own coffee press. In fact, every room.
You know what, Phil? You gotta stop. You've gone overboard.
What are you talking about?
You called a group of 10-year-olds losers.
I did not.
You screamed it through a cone. Everyone heard you.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar. Okay, and at least give me that. I am not a liar.
You just lied just a second ago about the cone thing.
Okay, you got me on that one. That's one lie, though. We're in the finals. Am I the only one who cares about that? Where's Sam?
Well, Sam's up in his room. Very upset, very depressed.
Depressed? We won.
You didn't play him, Phil. I warned you about this. It's become all about you and Buck.
That is patently untrue. And as far as Sam not playing the game, that's his fault.
What?
He needs to speak up, okay? I can't worry about every player.
I can't talk to you about this. No, not anymore. I don't even know who you are. You're not human, that's for sure. You're like some kind of animal.
An animal?
Yes, like a wild animal.
Where are you going?
I'm going.
Coffee will make you feel better.
Phil is sitting in a chair. He's operating a sewing machine and running a tiger blue tracksuit through it. There are markings for black jagged stripes on it.
Barbara, are you there? Pick up, it's me. Game's about to start. Where's Sammy? I thought you guys were gonna meet me here. Hello, hello.
He sees Buck.
You know what, I gotta run.
Hey, who dresses you these days? What's this, some kind of clown outfit?
No, tiger outfit.
Good.
Some of the cool stuff I can do.
You think this suit's gonna help you?
We'll see. Might be a good luck charm.
Okay, good luck, son. You're gonna need it.
Phil's uniform has a massive tiger face on the back and black stripes. The tigers warm up.
Bring it in. Let's go. Huddle it up. Come on.
Coach, where's Sam? Because I don't see him anymore.
He'll be here. Don't worry about it. Okay. Guys, listen up. Now, I don't think it needs to be said more than once how important today's game is, huh? This is what we've worked all year for.
Why are you whispering?
For a dramatic effect.
Who are those guys over there, huh?
Tigers.
They look like pussy gas to me. What do you say?
Yeah.
Afraid of them?
No!
Okay.
You step on this field, this is all about you. I mean, I'm not going to be the one staying up late at night, you know, punching a hole through the window, or crying myself to sleep, or wetting my bed. Okay? That's not going to be me, because I'm fine. I got my vitamin store to go back to. I'm going to be just great. I'm going to be great.
I hear you say that we can do this.
We can do this!
Again.
We can do this!
One more time.
We can do this!
You either win, go on to greatness, or you lose and probably face a series of cataclysmic events for the rest of your lives. Bring it in, guys. Bring it in. Tigers on three. Whisper. One, two, three. Tigers!
One, two, three, Gladiators!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the HHSO Championship Game. I'll be giving you a play-by-play, blow-by-blow of what promises to be the game of the year.
Come on,
Tigers versus the Gladiators. Gladiators with the ball, immediately stolen by Massimo.
Defense, push deeper, deep.
He kicks it high. It's a perfect pass.
Gian Piero kicks the ball and scores. Phil dances and sings in Buck's direction. Parents frown.
Are you ready for this?
Gladiators with some good ball movement. Shot! It's off the mark!
Give it up, Dad!
It's a long game, Sonny!
Hey, grab the pebble from my hand, Grasshopper!
What?
Babe, it isn't Fart Face Jones. What's up, party pants? Bring it on! You can have the first punch right here. I could eat a box of cookies for dinner if I want to. What, can you do that? Nope, because you're a fart-faced kid.
Yeah! Oh, my God!
The Gladiator lunges at Phil.
Hit him, Logan! Hit him, boy, Logan!
The Tigers and refs separate them. Buck cackles and claps.
It's like a jackal from hell.
Italians with the ball. And they pass it off to Little Beyond Son.
Pass it off! Pass it!
A feeble running kick.
No, no, no!
Oh, weak kick, stolen away and kicked way downfield. Gladiators moving the ball.
Catch up, catch up!
They find Bucky Weston in the open. He shoots, scores! Gladiators tie the game.
Byung-sun!
Phil waves Byung-sun over.
What was that?
I thought I had the shot.
You thought?
How many times do I have to say this? You can take as many shots as you want during practice, but never, ever in a game, especially not the championship game.
Okay, you cannot
no,
talk.
No, no,
no. Go ahead.
Donna restrains Anne.
Ease up on him.
You ease up on that corduroy jacket of yours.
Anne's jaw drops.
Gladiators moving the ball.
Ambrose trips a Gladiator.
No, number 14 goes down.
Come on.
Hey.
Good call, ref. That's a bad call.
Coach is here now!
God, that's a bad call.
Hey,
you know
hey,
it.
Hey,
that's a bad call.
Hey, I'm warning you.
Let me ask you a question. How much you pay him? Make those calls.
Hey, you are one wisecrack away from being thrown out of this game.
I don't want to get thrown out. Right. Can I just be enthusiastic about the game?
You can be enthusiastic.
That's all I want to do.
At a respectable level.
I just want to have fun.
Go to your places. Keep your comments to yourself.
Wow, what was that all about?
Here's all I heard. The ref said, and my dad said, and then the ref said, any more questions? Hit the road. Move it.
The Gladiators gang up on Massimo and Gian Piero.
Massimo with the ball, trying to pass it off to his brother.
Come on!
But Buck Weston has figured out this Tiger offense.
Nope.
Buck laughs.
Defense! What did I just say?
Bucky's dribbling.
Bucky with another own shot! Goal!
Yes!
Gladiators take the lead.
Is anyone listening?
The Italians have effectively been shut down.
That's a half.
Barbara approaches Phil with Sam, who hangs back. He's out of uniform.
Honey, where have you been? I called you twice.
Why isn't Sam in his uniform?
So it took me all morning to convince him to come, and the only reason he is here is to support his team.
Well, he doesn't want to play for me?
He would love to play for you, Phil, but you've turned him into a bench warmer. Sound familiar?
Look, I just wanted to get to the championship game.
Well, you're here, Phil.
Phil's brow furrows. He studies the Tigers, then the Gladiators.
I'm not crying. It's frustration.
Don't worry. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
If you play the second half the way you play the first half, I'm going to trade the whole team to the Tigers.
I can win now. I have fresh legs.
Philly, I can't. It's a championship game, all right? Don't bother me, okay?
I didn't play the week before either.
I promise you I'll play you next season, okay?
You want to be Gladiators?
Yeah.
Let's say we are Gladiators.
Phil's gaze lingers on Buck. He approaches Sam and Barbara, who are sitting on a picnic table.
You doing okay? No, this is tough.
Hey, guys. Sam, you think I could talk to you?
I guess.
Honey, do you mind?
Barbara goes. Phil sits down next to Sam.
So I just was thinking, grown-ups are always telling kids how they mess up, right? The truth is, sometimes grown-ups screw up, but we don't have anyone to tell us when we do it. I screwed up, Sam.
You think?
I just got caught up in everything. I really lost my way. I mean, I apologize. I just want to ask you if you can find it in your heart to forgive me, and you give me a second chance, I'd like to make it up to you.
Sam looks away, then back at Phil.
Okay.
You accept my apology, then?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. All right. You're starting the second half.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not worried about losing the game?
No, I'm worried about losing you.
I brought your uniform just in case.
So go suit up, okay?
Good job.
Thanks.
Now give me that jacket.
Oh, it's bad?
Horrible.
Okay. Hey, guys, everyone take a seat if you would. I have something important I'd like to tell you. Just want you guys to know that I know that I blew it. I completely blew it. And we should have just been having fun all along, and honestly, I don't know what happened. And I owe all of you an apology. I'm very, 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 very sorry.
With a capital S and a capital R-E. You know what I mean. You guys are great kids. You're unique with your own strengths and talents, and I should have been promoting that. And instead, I wasn't, because I'm a lousy coach and I didn't teach you anything.
That's not true, Dad.
What?
The Tigers yell at Sam.
He tried to kill me. He taught us exactly how not to play soccer.
Actually, Sam's right. That's exactly what I did. We just need to take the field and you guys just do exactly the opposite of everything I've taught you. Does that make sense? What have I told you to do?
Always play the Italians.
Okay, there you go. Giampiero, Massimo, we'll get some fresh legs in there, give you guys a rest.
Rest?
Rest.
Yeah.
Okay, grazie, thanks.
What else have I taught you?
Break people's clavicles. Chop block.
Tattoos are cool.
Don't remember that one.
Coffee is a lifeblood that fuels the dreams of champions.
Right, hold on.
Phil runs over to the cappuccino machine and kicks it off a bench. Everyone cheers. Byung Sun picks up a metal plate and throws it down. He kicks it, then high-fives all the Tigers.
All right, what else?
The most important thing is winning?
No. The most important thing is having fun and trying your best, all right? So let's get out there and do everything the opposite of what I've taught you. Sound like a plan? Bring it in. Here we go. What are we gonna do?
Don't listen to Phil!
Take the field.
Here we go, guys. Have fun.
Down by one, the Tigers have both Italians sitting on the bench. Odd move by Coach Phil Weston.
Stop it, guys.
Connor collides with the post.
Goal! And the Tiger goalie goes down hard. Oh
my. That's it. That's the intensity I've been looking for. That's it.
Gladiators 3, Tigers 1.
The Tiger goalie looks okay.
Injury? Timeout?
Coach Weston is taking no chances.
With glasses? Can I borrow your glasses? Would you mind?
Phil goes along the row collecting parents' spectacles. He brings them to Connor.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Just want to do a little vision test here, all right? Is that better or worse?
Worse.
Better or worse?
Worse.
Better or worse?
Better.
Okay, put those on. Let's
okay,
go, guys.
All right.
Come on.
Connor dons the thick black-framed glasses and stares.
He's okay.
He looks down at his glove-covered hand, mouth agape.
Play resumes. The Gladiators still dominating the field. Wow! An amazing save by the Tiger goalie.
Connor does a victory dance and hurls the ball to Mark.
Tigers with the ball. Mark Avery kicks the ball up, catches it on the back of his neck. The rest of the Tigers are forming some kind of wedge.
Right through, win the ball back! Knock those clowns down!
The Tigers protect him.
Mark Avery leads the league in least amount of time played.
Hey, keeper!
The Gladiator goalie stares at Hunter, who's holding a worm, then grimaces. Mark stands up, the ball landing between his feet. Hunter devours the worm.
Ambrose with a powerhouse kick!
The goalie runs back. The ball lands in the goal. Hunter cheers.
Yes! Hunter, I give you a kiss, but you just ate a worm!
Buck looks out. The Tigers huddle and high-five in slow motion.
Let's go, guys. Stay focused.
Every time you say something back to me, it makes me love you more.
I can't believe this.
Hunter gets the ball and dribbles.
Hunter is tearing down the field. And he kicks the ball to Jack.
Get over there.
Jack takes the ball into the corner.
Jack stops the ball, turns, and kicks it.
Wait a second, what's going on? It's like they're forming some sort of mega person.
Ambrose lifts Byung's son, who headers the ball and scores. Ditka watches through binoculars.
A header by Byung's son from Ambrose is shoulder for a goal.
Way to go, Bing Bong. It's not legal. Is that legal, man?
Great hustle. Jump here, hustle. You're back in.
Okay.
But remember, share the ball.
Okay. Team.
Right, team.
Okay.
Yeah, good, good, good. Okay, guys.
Italians are back in. And Massimo steals the ball.
Massimo flicks the ball back to Byung's son, who passes it back to Massimo.
Less than a minute left to play. The Gladiators are completely out of sync here.
Mark passes.
And the ball goes to Ambrose, who fakes.
Watch it, it's a trap. Stay with the Italians.
Sam with the ball stops inches from Bucky. They stare at one another.
Uncle Bucky for this one. Here's something your dad never taught you.
In slow motion, Sam hops over the ball and rolls it past Bucky with the other foot while spinning. Phil and Buck watch, mouths agape, as Sam dribbles toward the Gladiator's goal, Bucky pursuing him. Sam shoots. Phil rears his head back, smiling and clapping once. The Tigers celebrate 3-4 to the Tigers.
And you can put it on the board.
That's a game!
Tigers win! Tigers win!
The Tigers and parents meet, Sam on Ambrose's shoulder. Barbara and Phil hug and dance. Sam runs into Phil's arms. Phil hugs him and puts him down.
Where'd you learn a move like that, Sam?
I practice every time you bench me.
Phil and Barbara hug Sam. Buck sits on a bench and holds a palm up in the direction of the Tigers. Phil and Bucky approach one another.
Great game, Bucky.
Hell of a game, bro. I guess we really got outcoached.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And I'm serious. I don't give compliments lightly. This is from the heart. I'm not blowing smoke in my butt.
I think you mean smoke up my butt.
Just take the compliment, all right?
You got it. I'll see you later.
See the barbecue.
Okay.
They perform a complex handshake. Buck finds Sam and extends a hand.
Good job.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Are you kidding me? If anyone's gonna beat me, I'm glad it was you. Great goal, Samson.
So you're not mad?
The only thing that makes me mad is that I let you get away from the gladiators, okay? I'll never be mad at you. Never.
Phil smiles. Buck's backyard.
Burgers look good, right?
That was dead. This one needs to be turned. Okay?
It's good to meet
you. You learn. Hey, Ditka, knock it off, would you? Would you knock it off?
Yeah, relax. Here, I'll handle it. Yeah, it's on.
Phil goes. Mark approaches Buck.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah.
Remember when we beat you in the championship?
Yeah. Remember when I shoved that kid in the pool?
Boom! Oh! Oh, man, Buck, you got me good, buddy.
Yeah. How do you want your hamburger?
Oh, well done. Thanks, Buck.
Okay. You got it.
Hey, Coach!
Yeah?
Hey.
Ditka comes up.
Hey.
I don't know if you heard, we won the championship.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Look, I just want to say I'm sorry for the way I acted and...
Hey, let me tell you something. You are a raving maniac.
Yes, I was. I was a maniac.
Yeah, but I see you changed your ways. And man, down the stretch, you did one great job of coaching those kids.
Thank you. It means a lot. So can I count on you for next year?
No.
Okay. But you and I, we're good?
We're good.
Good.
How about you and your old man?
Better, yeah.
Listen, I mean no disrespect to you and your family. But my job in life is to make your dad's life a living hell.
Hey, do what you gotta do.
I gotta do it.
I'm about to make good on that Pele bet. You wanna come over and watch?
Yeah, I'd love to, but I gotta get all these leaves over in that yard before nightfall.
Right.
They wave and part ways. Buck brings Phil the star-spangled Pele ball, perched in his fingers.
We had a bet you won fair and square. Good job.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't say this enough, but you really stepped up. I'm proud of you, son.
I appreciate that. The real Pele ball.
Yep.
I'm actually touching it.
Take good care of it. That means an awful lot to me, that ball.
Phil looks at Buck.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Phil studies Buck, then holds the ball out.
Here.
What?
You keep it.
Oh, you won fair and square. It's yours now. You beat me, Philly.
Well, the Tigers beat you. I mean, I had a good time kicking your butt, I'm not gonna lie, but it's not about winning. I thought it was. It's not. About you and me. You know, the ball is just a metaphor about the distance between us.
It's a soccer ball.
No, Dad. It's not about the ball. It was never about the ball. I don't want the ball.
Then what do you want?
Phil smiles.
And now, an important message from the King.
Hi, I'm Buck Weston, King of Sporting Goods. And to make my stores the best they can be, I've teamed up with my son.
Hello, I'm Phil Weston, and I'm the Prince of Vitamins.
Now you can get all your health supplement needs at Buck and Phil's Sports Kingdom.
At prices so low, it'll blow your top.
Directed by Jesse Dillon.
Don't worry, kind sir. We've got something for that, too.
Prince Phil rubs vitamin cream on the ref's bald head. Dark hair sprouts instantly.
See?
I do see, Prince Phil.
Now in 5 convenient locations.
I'm Buck Weston.
I'm Phil Weston. And
we've got balls.
And vitamins.
But mainly balls.
And vitamins!
These guys couldn't win a Salad Bowl, let alone a Super Bowl.
Mike, I smell smoke.
Nobody's smoking. Besides, I'm the king of this house. I can do what I want.
Gotcha.
Okay, honey.
His wife grabs his cigar. Ditka points his remote at the screen and switches it off, cut to black. Written by Leo Benvenuti and Steve Rudnick. Produced by Jimmy Miller. Executive producer Charles Roven. Executive producer Judd Apatow. Executive producer Daniel Lupi. Director of photography Lloyd Ahern, ASC. Production designer Clayton R. Hartley. Edited by Stuart Pepe, Peter Teschner, Will Farrell, Robert Duvall, Mike Ditka, Kate Walsh, Josh Hutcherson, Stephen Anthony Lawrence, Dylan McLaughlin, Jeremy Bergman, Elliot Cho, Dallas McKinney, Rachel Harris, Dave Herman, Musetta Vander, Laura Keitlinger, Eric Walker, Jim Turner, Francesco Liotti, Alessandro Ruggiero. Casting by Jewel Bestrop, CSA, and Jeannie McCarthy, CSA. Music by Mark Isham. Costume designer Pamela Withers Chilton. A Mosaic Media Group production. A Jesse Dillon film. Credits roll. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. Copyright 2005 Universal Studios, all rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photo play are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Universal, voiced by Darren Polish. Mosaic Media Group.